And it's like, I'm just trying not to, I don't know, man. I'm just like, I feel like I'm lost right now. I feel like I'm hopeless right now because I don't know what else to do after I try to pay this attorney. He basically robbed me for my money. He didn't even do nothing. So it's like, what's my steps to do now? What can I do now?
How to Fight CPS and Win. I'm Cynthia Becker with attorney Vince Davis. Let's take another call from Ruben in California.
Hello.
Ruben, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay, even though things didn't go as well in court the other day.
Would you like to share that with us?
Yes, I have a quick story and then a couple questions, because first is my attorney. I paid an attorney, you know, $4,000. I mean, it ain't much, but it's something that I had to scrape up to try to get a lawyer to represent me. So I just hired him about 2 weeks ago. Mind you, this guy, he didn't have to do nothing. All the folders, everything, all the evidence and paperwork, I got everything ready for him. I'm talking about perfect. So really, he kept telling me that, you know, I got trial on Thursday last week, and then we met up on Monday. He basically wanted, if he knew he couldn't take on my case, I don't know why he took it. Because then he, towards the end, he wants to tell me, well, you know, just do what basically CPS, basically he wanted me to go along with what the petition was saying about me to the allegations, basically, you know, to not fight it. So I'm like, well, hold on. Well, why am I going to not do that? Well, I paid you for it, you know what I'm saying? And then he was like, because if not, this is the thing that's going to happen. They're going to end up, adopting your son or doing something else. I'm like, no, it ain't. That's too early in the stages for all that. And then he was like, I told him, this is why I paid you for it, because I'm going to fight to the said allegations and the petition. You know what I mean? This is my right. And I told him that I'm not going to agree with it. I told him I'm a fight. So he got mad, and then he told me, well, you can go ahead and represent yourself. I said, what? I said, well, you better give me my money back then. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm going at it with the attorney. So now he wants to, you know, basically abandon his responsibilities 4 days before my trial, and I already paid him. So, you know, now we're going at it before court and everything. And, you know, he wanted to say that I assaulted him, which is he's lying, because there's a camera in front of the office when I went the other day to try and get my money. And so basically this lawyer, you know, he basically, I don't know what his problem is, but I felt like he's trying to rob me or something, because I paid him and then he does this, and then he abandons me basically 4 days before trial. And then the judge basically relieved him as my counsel. And then from there, when we go to trial on Thursday, he relieved him as my counsel. And then from there, I told him that I wanted to represent myself, and then he signed the paper, and they told me, do you understand, you know, that I'll be going up against, you know, attorneys that have this much experience. I said, I understand that, but I said, whatever I got to do for my son, that's what I'm going to do. So then he told my kid's lawyer, name, do you guys object to him representing himself? So the judge brought up an old ruling from 1973. I don't know what the ruling was, but it was about someone, I guess, representing themselves. So he said, even though you have the right to represent yourself, they denied me to represent myself. Whatever they said and brought up, they said that. So then the judge appointed me the same court-appointed attorney, which told me that I was never going to see my kids again, and was arguing with me previous to me hiring this other attorney. So I said, I told him, no, I'm not going to have her represent me. I said, she doesn't even do nothing for me. So I'm over here going at it with the judge, because I'm in court in Sacramento. And then from there, so we had a Marston's hearing, or whatever that is.
Marston hearing.
Yeah. So he basically, we had that coming up. I told the judge why I felt whatever, like, this attorney wasn't doing for me. I told him everything from what I felt, what I seen, that what she, whatever that she didn't do for me. So the judge asked her, well, what is your qualifications? She said this much, this much. So the judge basically denied my he denied my court appointed to get a switch. And he basically ruled against me. And then so I lost that too. And then from there, I had a court appointed attorney telling the judge that she thinks I need an AWA or something like that, something to see about my competency or something like that, right? And I'm like, hold on.
Hold on, Ruben. You it's a GAL. GAL.
A GAL. That's what it is. Something guardian, something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, why are you asking for that? You're supposed to be my attorney. So now when I was going, I mean, I ain't going to lie, I was going at it with the judge about the attorney. So he said, if you can't be quiet or something, you're going to have to step outside. So I said, man, I'm gone, man. So I walked out of court and I left. I didn't come back or nothing. I just left. So I don't know what they said or what happened. So then this lady's telling me that, oh, I have a whatever the word is. And then I'm like, he's the one that's going to make up decisions for you. I'm like, hold on, how this dude going to make decisions for me? So now it's like, I feel like I'm being played in all angles right now because I got denied all these motions and I got the court appointed that I didn't want and I had his attorney just bail on me. So I'm stuck on trying to figure out what is my step to try and get my money. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'm filing a complaint already. And it's like, I'm just trying not to, I don't know, man. I'm just like, I feel like I'm lost right now. I feel like I'm hopeless right now because I don't know what else to do after I try and pay this attorney. He basically robbed me for my money. He didn't even do nothing. So it's like, what's my steps to do now? What can I do now?
Well, you know, the issue between you and your attorney, you can file for what's called fee arbitration. Right. And I don't know the circumstances, but, you know, you can always call the California State Bar.
Okay.
And, you know, finally, I guess you could, I don't know if you have a great case or not, but I don't know enough details, but you could sue him.
Well, this is the thing, because I have also this is my attorney that I paid. Right. So they were emailing between my child's attorney and them, and then it said on here on the email, say stipulated request to vacate trial. These people are so scared of me presenting my evidence and what I got against CPS that they do not want me to present my evidence because I don't know why, because I know I got them. I got them because I don't know if this attorney is, I don't know if he's in it with these people or what, but then on the attorney email, it says right here that the father has attained. Let me see. This is what gets me because I don't. Oh, and then one day before trial, the grandma puts a restraining order against me. They put three different restraining orders against me protecting the grandma and my sons from me, which they took away all my visits. And it's like I just got my visits back one time a week virtual. And then my son's attorney is talking about he wants to come back to court so that way they could try to take those visits away. Because they gave me a stay away order now, so it's my case is pretty weird right now. But it's going down, and it's like I'm being played all parts. And it's like my son's attorney and the grandma's trying to take my kid from me because I used to threaten her and tell her that you know you're never gonna see my kid again, this and that. So that's why I think she's doing this out of spite, because she think I was never gonna let her see my kid again. But I feel like these people are playing me, and this is something more than just. It's like I said, this is. My case is kind of unique because I'm the non-offending parent here. They took him out of my care when he wasn't even in my care and not everything. The baby mama's the one that's in the case, but the grandma's using her case to try to, you know, take my rights from me too, which, you know, like I said, it's just these attorneys and the judges and everything. It's just like, man, I don't know how long more I could take it if I really lose it. And, you know, and I don't want to do that in the courtroom or nothing, like, because I'm trying to hold my composure.
Hey, Ruben, can I make a suggestion to you?
Yes, sir.
You know, I want you to call me at my office next week because I really want to talk to you off the air, okay?
Okay, sir.
I'm going to explain some things to you, and I want to try to help you because if you were the non-offending parent and you suddenly have a GAL and you don't have the child, things have gone from bad to worse. You went from the frying pan into the fire.
Yes.
Okay. I think I can give you some information, some advice, if you're willing to take it, that might help you. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I want you to call me at 888-888-6582. 888-888-6582. Give me a call and we're going to talk off the air, okay?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
Because it sounds like your case has been derailed, and it's because...
2 minutes.
I'm just going to be honest with you. You're coming at these people the wrong way.
Yeah.
Okay? They have all the power, you know, and there's a certain way you should act and address and deal with this system. And I think I can help you do that.
Okay.
Okay, Ruben?
Yes, sir.
888-888-6582. So give me a call. Hey, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
And in a few weeks, call in and let the audience know what's going on, okay?
I will, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruben. We'll be talking to you
soon.
All right. All right. Hey, Cynthia, before we take our break, I wanted to let everyone know that I have a YouTube channel, Vincent W. Davis. Go there. We post frequently, and those videos there are, you know, of different things and me answering questions and giving out information. So really,
yes, they're very helpful.
Right. Okay. We're going to take our next break. This is The Secret, How to Fight Child Protective Services and When. We'll be back after these messages.